Welcome to PM. The New South Wales minister who used parliamentary privilege to implicate an unnamed ABC reporter in sexual harassment allegations against the state opposition leader insists he never intended to cause distress for the journalist. Persistent rumours and questions about the scandal prompted former political reporter Ashley Raper to come forward yesterday with her story, accusing Labor's Luke Foley of inappropriately touching her at a Christmas party in 2016. Luke Foley denies the allegations and says he will sue for defamation, but he resigned from the Labor leadership yesterday. The New South Wales Corrections Minister, David Elliott, brought the scandal to light without naming Ms. Raper, and his boss, the Premier Gladys Berejiklian, says she's disappointed in him, expressing her support for Ashley Raper.
I want to make sure we respect her wishes. I don't want yesterday's statement to define her, because it doesn't. All of us who've worked with her, who've been in her presence, know how incredibly intelligent, professional she is. Her best career days are ahead of her, and I'll be doing everything I can to make sure that happens.
David Elliott has issued a three-line statement and he hasn't apologised. Do you think he should?
Look, I've expressed my disappointment and I made that very clear.
With respect, you're the leader and you're disappointed. You should really be taking action against David Elliott, shouldn't you?
Well, look, there are so many elements here which people will choose to comment on, but what we all need to do is to shut down the impact this has on the person who suffered the most.
Gladys Berejiklian, the New South Wales Premier, speaking this afternoon. Well, let's get the latest. State political reporter Nick Dole is at Parliament House in Sydney. So, Nick, the Premier's disappointed, but as we've heard there, she's not revealing any disciplinary measures taken against David Elliott. Just recap for us his role in this.
Yeah, well, it was David Elliott that really got this story brewing when he stood up in New South Wales Parliament under parliamentary privilege and suggested that Mr. Foley had behaved improperly. He said, I've never had too much to drink at a party and harassed an ABC journalist. I've never done that, sort of having a jibe at Mr. Foley. Now, Luke Foley responded by denying it and telling him to leave what he called the coward's castle and say it without parliamentary protection. But despite that denial, really, the pressure from that point really started to build. It then went to federal parliament. Senator Erica Betts raised it in estimates, and the story really ran away from then. Of course, as you say, this is a story that Ashley Raper never wanted in the public sphere. She wanted to get on with her life, knowing that women sometimes end up being the victim here and suffering as a result of coming forward. To be fair, some parts of the media had been chasing this story for some months, but really it was David Elliott's intervention in parliament that triggered a chain of events that Ashley Raper was desperately trying to avoid.
So what about David Elliott himself? He's put out that three-line statement we've heard about. What does he have to say?
Yeah, well, look, no apology, which some people, I suppose, were calling for. The statement is quite short. It just says, this has clearly been a difficult time for the journalist, David Elliott says. He says, I've long held concerns over the character of the alternate premier. To that end, it was never my intent to cause distress for the journalist. So not exactly regretting his use of parliamentary privilege in that manner. And if Gladys Berejiklian's statement today is anything to go by, I suppose, Linda, he won't be facing any consequences.
Well, watch this space, I suppose. Nick, have we heard anything else from Luke Foley today on that threat to sue for defamation? And perhaps remind us what he's alleged to have done.
Yeah, well, we haven't heard from Mr. Foley today, but in his statement to the media yesterday, he didn't take any questions, but he did say that he would be meeting with lawyers and he'd already engaged senior counsel with a view to beginning proceedings as soon as possible. We haven't had an update on whether that defamation action has proceeded. The basis of the claim is that Mr. Foley was attending a Christmas party in 2016. The party started at Parliament and went to a bar. And when Mr. Foley was leaving, he put his hand down the back of Ashley Raper's dress and inside her underwear and onto her buttock. And that is something that Ashley Raper said she basically froze when that happened. She said that she had a witness at then Fairfax reporter Sean Nichols, but now ABC reporter Sean Nichols, and it's something that Luke Foley always denied. And so that is something that he hasn't changed his view on, and as far as we know, he's proceeding with that legal action. But it's something that his colleagues today were saying you really shouldn't be going ahead with, because it's only going to cause more pain for everyone involved.
Yeah, and those colleagues are now also looking to take on the vacant role. One of them is Michael Daly, who has lashed out at his former leader. Let's have a listen to what he thought of the allegations against his former leader.
When we are thinking of Ashley today, and everyone's priority, of course, is to make sure that Ashley is okay. Ashley, I know Ashley, she is a good person. She was dragged into this in more than one way. Her statement was very carefully considered. I believe Ashley. I also saw Luke Foley's press conference yesterday afternoon. I was very unhappy about that, to say the least. I think Luke needs to take the next few days to consider his political future.
So that's Michael Daly there. Nick, is Luke Foley's decision to remain in the Labor Party as a backbencher going to go unchallenged?
It certainly looks as though there's a lot of people who don't want him to stay as the member for Auburn or to even stay in the Parliament. Michael Daly said that he needs to think about his parliamentary future and his Labor future, and he says that he'll be speaking to, he's already spoken indeed to the General Secretary of Labor, Kayla Murnane, and asked her to refer Mr. Foley's candidacy and also his membership to the Candidate Review Committee. So certainly, given the sorts of comments and the reaction that we've heard from his caucus colleagues today, Mr. Foley is not really wanted beyond March, and it remains to be seen whether he'll stay until then. Of course, it is his right to stay in Parliament if he chooses to.
Okay, Nick Dole, thanks very much. Nick is our Parliament House Sydney reporter today.